It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury players on the way.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Excuse me. What? Jolene, I hate to interrupt.
That's okay.
We've received a couple of emails asking about that song parody you did about the X-Lax cookies.
Oh, you mean...
X-Lax cookies, darling.
Still funny.
They want to know if you really made those or if it was just a joke.
Somebody actually wrote in and asked that question?
Here, let me read you the email. Hi, Jolene. My name is Randy. I live here in Mobile. I was a faithful listener to your show on FM Talk for years. I am wondering, did you really make the X-Lax cookies you sang about? I'm asking because I seem to recall that over the years you've done more than a few songs about messing around with someone's food.
Plus a lot of other songs.
Yeah, that's true. The fact you've done multiple songs about causing someone gastric distress is worrisome.
Can't believe somebody's worrying about that.
I am currently a psychology major at USA, and I am concerned that this could be a pattern.
What?
Oh, and by the way, could you play that song about messing around with the cheeseburger? I'm really enjoying the holiday shows.
And apparently the song's about food tampering. It's not for reals, y'all. They're just funny.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp, 'cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Making a triple.
'Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full, needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
Yeah,
we got a pair of pliers. Jaws alive. Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. Here we go again.
Did I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pours on his fries?
Oh,
wipe two boogers on his double cheese.
I'm not feeling 100%.
I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey,
broke his zipper so he can't go.
Whoa.
Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think. For peace.
hates.
As if me to have broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Ho, 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 this is Santa Claus telling all you good little boys and girls to listen to the Roxbury Holiday Entertainment specials like this one. And for all you bad girls over 18, you come sit on Santa's lap.
Ho, ho, ho. Yes, Billy Davis. How are you doing?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
You know, everybody else is here already. We figured you'll be up here soon.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you ain't going to believe this, but you know I'm all finished with my Christmas shopping.
You have got to be kidding me. You are always one of those Christmas Eve shoppers out there in all that madness. You got smart this year, huh?
Yeah, well, I put things on layaway back in the summer and then went and picked everything up. I saved a bunch of money doing it that way this year. It was so dang hot in the summer.
Yeah, there is no way I could have done any Christmas shopping this past summer. It was way too hot.
This summer was really crazy. I just didn't feel too much like shopping back in the summer. A 105-degree heat index just sucked the Christmas spirit right out of your soul.
No doubt.
My biggest mistake was going on Black Friday to pick everything up. You know, they'll take your head off, you know, to try to get there before you do.
And the crowds are terrible on Black Friday.
Good Lord, was that Walmart's crowded. I couldn't believe it. It was busier than a dentist in Mississippi. Mama used to say that. I always liked when she'd say that. She's been busier than a dentist in Mississippi, you know, like that. And we'd laugh. Oh, we would laugh. Mama's so funny when she wants to be.
It's actually offensive, but go ahead.
I was so busy in there. I got everything together and I just put my head down and I just headed straight over there to customer service, you know, so I could get out of there fast. And you know, if they're busy like that and the lines are full, you can just go right over like you don't know what you're doing and just sneak over to the customer service and they'll check you out over there like a regular cashier.
I'm surprised they didn't send you over to the self-checkout.
I think it's like a law or something that they have to do that.
They have to check you out at customer service if you just show up.
At least come have some coffee and maybe some pumpkin bread. I'd love to just sit with you and chat.
Well, you know, I'm not going to have time to do that before Christmas, so you guys just need to come on up here. Earl T is ready for your mom. He's got the Chinese checker set up and everything. You know, I remember when we came back on the air last Christmas season, you were one of the most excited people to hear the news, and we appreciate you. We know you love the show, and we love you, too.
It's comforting. You know, it's something that I got used to hearing, and
yeah,
it just
Billy?
Makes me feel good.
Okay.
For, you know, especially this time of year, it's nice to have friends, people that you care about.
It's okay.
But anyway, love you, Jolene.
On behalf of all the Roxbury players, I want to thank each and every one of you for hanging out with us this holiday season. We are having a great time. If you haven't done it already, you need to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. That's how you can listen to this show anytime you want and all the other shows on the station on demand, like whenever you want to. Like on your You're Not the Boss of Me schedule. I have one of those.
On Dancer, on Smancer, on Comet and Krypton, on Nixon and... Wait, no, that's not right. It's the very Roxbury Christmas, dude! Whoa!
This is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Seeing Santa Claus get arrested can really ruin the holidays. Luckily, this situation is completely made up. Sit back and enjoy a Roxbury classic.
I saw cops arresting Santa Claus underneath the overpass last night. He was slurring when he talked. In fact, he couldn't even walk. They made him pour out all his reindeer juice and walk a line drawn out of chalk. Then I saw them searching his trunk for Santa Claus. They found packages of something snowy white. Oh, well, big black van. It came and picked up Santa Claus. They put him in the back with a bunch of other guys inside. You know, they must have been Santa's elves. Daddy said not to get too close because they smelled. Mom says they're all going away for a really long time. Possession with intent to sell. Then I saw all of them start wrestling Santa Claus. He said he wasn't going nowhere and he put up a fight. Mommy said Santa was all crazed. That's why he had to be clubbed and tased. When the cops arrested Santa Claus. Mommy, does this mean Christmas is canceled this year?
No, dear. It just means Uncle Fred won't be there for dinner this year or the next 5 to 10.
Yepers, a classic indeed. One of the things that really annoys me that kicks up around the holidays, these text messages I get, and I know many of you get them as well. You know, the ones that purport to be official U.S. Post Office communications or even from some of the, well, like Amazon. But this one just came through. Your package address is incorrect and cannot be delivered to your door. Please update the address information. They tell me, please reply yes, then exit this text message, reopen the text message, cut and paste the activation link, or copy it to your browser, and we will give you the latest logistics status. Thanks, your U.S. Postal Team. I know there are folks who click on these links because they really, you know, don't know any better, and it's just a pain. I get so many of these, but how stupid do they think we are? This list of things, reopen the text, close the text message, reopen the text message, cut and paste the activation link, all of this crap. May the fleas of 1,000 dogs infest your armpits, you low-life scammer. So anyway, if anybody you know is not really hip to all this fraudulent funny business, let them know. Don't click on this stuff. All right, I'm off my soapbox for today.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Belle's Christmas Kitchen.
Hey, Miss Belle. How you doing today?
Super stressed. I know you're busy. Do you have time for me?
Yeah, darling.
Alec, baby. He's cooking with fabulosity for me. I'm having people over tomorrow. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Can I bring my bags in? I'm thinking about moving in for the week.
Please do. Alec, baby, you told me how to cook this ham 1,000 times, but I haven't learned. It's burned. I need another one, please. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight. Here, I'll turn on the oven for you, dear.
I'd really rather you not touch that.
Agreed to feed my family. But the only thing I know how to prepare is sweet tea. I have lighted reindeer on the roof, Dasher, Dancer, and Comet. But my husband says my cooking will make everyone vomit. Alec, baby, you have to make me something extreme, like a 6-foot bacon cheese ring.
Boy,
they're always a big hit. Alec, baby, so hurry to my kitchen tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hurry to my kitchen tonight. Please hurry to my kitchen tonight.
All right. Well, you know, this is a time of year I really love ham. There's not too many ways you can cook ham. I mean, everybody seems to bake a ham.
I overbaked this one.
And then when it's done, it tastes like baked ham.
This one did not.
Well, I got a secret to making ham taste totally different.
Really?
How about a maple mustard ham with a sherry raisin sauce?
Yummy.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, well, here's the secret to it. All right, you get your ham. If you like a sparrow slice, if you like a half of a butt.
A half a butt?
That's what he said.
Is that like half-assed?
I knew it. I knew you couldn't let it go. Go away.
To make the sauce, you take a small saucepan, like a little skillet. You combine some apple cider, about 1 cup of apple cider, about 1/3 cup of some dry sherry. And then you get y'all about a quarter cup of raisin and a tablespoon of maple syrup. Maybe two or three tablespoons of maple syrup. Depends on how big your ham is. Bring all that to a boil and cook it down until it's reduced down about halfway. And then remove from the heat. You're going to need to get you about a tablespoon of some unsalted butter. And when you take it from the heat while it's still hot, you swirl in this butter until it melts. And it kind of, it just helps glisten. It got a sheen to it. I mean, it's really pretty. All right. You combine the remaining two tablespoons of maple syrup because you didn't use it all when you were making the sauce. And you got to get you some good mustard. I like some Dijon mustard or brown mustard, either one. Combine the maple syrup and the brown mustard or the Dijon mustard together, and you rub it all over the ham, all right? So, I mean, you just whisk this maple syrup and this mustard together, and you just coat it all over the ham. That the ham, you, of course, you done put this ham now in a little broiler pan, right?
I am now. Earl, where did you put my broiling pan? Found it.
All right, that's what I'm thinking. All right. So you just brush this mustard mixture, and then you just bake at a high temperature until it's lightly browned. It may take, as much as 30, 45 minutes to bake the ham. Well, the ham's already fully cooked, so you can eat it coming right out of the package. But in this case, I like to dry it out a little bit, suck some of that water added and moisture out of that ham, and kind of like a dry cured ham flavor when it's all said and done. But this maple honey mustard flavor tastes just wonderful. And that sherry raisin sauce, once you rip you some slices off, you put it on your plate, you ladle a little bit of that sherry raisin sauce right over the top. It is delicious. Great holiday treat. Hope you enjoy.
From all of us at Bell's Kitchen, Merry Christmas and a joyous holiday season.
Call Neiman's Catering, your premier destination for catering. Delicious food from a huge wedding to a small intimate dinner for two. Yeah, they have those menus too. You got to give them a call. A friend of mine does the same thing every year. When she has a New Year's Eve party, she selects items from Neiman's We Make You Bake menu and puts on a wonderful breakfast buffet. She whips all that food out right after midnight. Brilliant. You can do the same thing. Call Neiman's Catering, 473-3900.
Okay, kids, it's time to settle down just a bit. Leslie's Aunt Jolene is here, and she brought a very special guest with her today. Children.
Miss Jones, here, I got this.
Hey, you little freaks, dry it up.
Oh, my. Do you think that's really
good? I got this.
It's good to be here with all of you this morning. Like Miss Jones said, my name is Jolene. Before I had my own radio show, I used to work for attorneys. And today I brought my old boss with me. Yeah, the one dressed up in the seersucker Santa suit. And he's going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Okay?
Yay!
Yes, thank you. Ho, ho, ho. May I have your attention, please?
It's right here, sir. Mr. Stickler, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've got it covered. Whereas on or about the night prior to the 25th of December, there did occur at a certain improved piece of real property here and after the house, a general lack of stirring by all creatures therein, including but not limited to a rodent of the family Muridae, commonly referred to as a mouse. A variety of foot apparel, e.g. stockings, socks, etc., had been affixed by and around the chimney in said house in the hope that a certain St. Nick, a.k.a. St. Nicholas, a.k.a. Santa Claus, hereinafter Claus, or the subject, would arrive at some time thereafter.
Stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Yes. The minor residents.
The children.
How's that?
Children.
I.e. the children of the aforementioned house were located in their individual beds and were engaged in nocturnal hallucinations.
English, sir.
I've got this covered. In the form of dreams, wherein visions of confectionery treats, including but not limited to candies, nuts, and or sugar plums, did dance, cavort, and otherwise appear in said dreams.
Sir, these are little kids.
Whereupon the party, the first part, sometimes hereinafter referred to as I,
oh God,
being a tenant by the entirety in fee simple of the house with the party, the second part hereinafter Mama, and said Mama had retired for a sustained period of sleep. At such time, the parties were clad in various forms of headgear, to wit, kerchief and cap.
This is why I don't do this anymore, guys.
Suddenly, and without prior notice or warning, there did occur upon the unimproved portion of real property adjacent to the house, i.e. the lawn, a certain disruption of unknown nature, cause, and or circumstance.
It's okay, Bobby.
The party, the first part, did immediately rush to a window in the house to investigate the cause of said disturbance. At that time, the party, the first part, did observe with some degree of wonder and or disbelief a miniature sleigh, hereinafter referred to as the vehicle.
It's Santa's sleigh, kids.
Being pulled and or drawn very rapidly through the air by approximately 8 reindeer.
There you go. It's the reindeer. Yeah.
The driver of the vehicle appeared to be, and in fact was, the previously referenced Claus.
Yay, Santa.
As more specifically identified below.
No.
Said Claus was providing specific direction, instruction, and guidance to the aforementioned 8 reindeer, and specifically identified the animal co-conspirators by name thus. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, hereinafter the deer.
Sir.
Upon information and belief, it is further asserted that an additional co-conspirator named Rudolph may have also been involved.
Ooh, look, you've got motion docket this morning.
Party of the first part witnessed Claus, the vehicle, and the deer intentionally and willfully trespass upon the roofs of several residences located adjacent to and in the vicinity of the house, and noted that the vehicle was heavily laden with packages, toys, and other items of unknown origin or nature.
This is so embarrassing.
Suddenly, without prior invitation or permission, either express or implied, the vehicle arrived at the house, specifically on the rooftop thereof, causing unspecified damage thereto by means of the hooves of said animal co-conspirator.
Do something, dear.
He's in the zone. There's no stopping him now.
Whereupon Claus willfully and illegally trespassed and entered said house via the chimney.
See, kid, Santa came down the chimney. Yeah.
The party, the first part, positively identified said Claus from the following appearance. The subject was clad in a red fur suit, which was partially covered with residue from the chimney, and he carried a large sack containing a portion of the aforementioned packages, toys, and other unknown items. Claus's face was identifiable by certain cherry-like and bow-like features, and he was smoking what appeared to be tobacco in a small pipe in blatant violation of local ordinances and health regulations.
Is Santa gonna get in trouble?
No, honey, Aunt Jolene is.
The potentially toxic fumes of which assumed a wreath-like shape around the subject's head. Said Claus made no utterances or admissions, but immediately began filling the stockings of the minor children, which hung adjacent to the chimney.
See? Santa's leaving toys for all the kids.
Footnote clarification, it was the stockings, not the children, that were hanging adjacent to the chimney.
They're not studying any of that, sir.
With toys and other small gifts. Said items did not, however, constitute gifts to said minors pursuant to the applicable provisions of the tax statute or any applicable or relevant gifts to minors legislation.
What's he say?
Upon completion of such tasks, Claus touched the side of his nose and flew, rose, and or ascended up the chimney of the house to the roof where the vehicle and deer waited and or served as lookouts. And after vaulting into the vehicle, signaling his co-conspirators and abettors with a whistle, Claus abruptly departed for an unknown destination. However, prior to the disappearance of the vehicle, deer, and Claus, the party of the first part did hear Claus state and or exclaim, quote, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night, unquote.
Oh, thank God.
A clear violation of local and federal statutes on the separation of church and state.
Mr. Stickler!
Claus is currently at large.
Oh.
Thank you. If any of you children have any questions or comments, please refer them to my secretary. Here's my bill. Good day.
Hey, does the firm still represent the school board?
Why do you ask?
I'm sure I'll have to field a phone call or 50. I was just wondering if there was going to be a conflict.
I'll look into it. Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys have had a really nice week and that you're having an even nicer weekend. And if you're not, well, we hope we can inject an hour or so of our own special brand of goofiness to make you forget your troubles a little bit. The holidays can be quite depressing and stressful. So we're here to help, and we don't mind being goofy. That's the word most used to describe us, goofy. We get the messages, and we are kind of goofy, kind of old school. And we do have a strict no politics policy, which is kind of odd because we are on conservative talk radio. But we do. We stay away from that. And the only things that we argue about are completely ridiculous. And we do share those with all of you. But you know what? It's the same stuff you guys and your family probably argue about as well. So there we go. One of our Roxbury players and good buddies, Adeline Pepperdine, she's usually calling in from the road, where she and her husband Jeb cover lots of territory in their Airstream. One year around the holidays, they actually sold their house so their kids and their grandchildren wouldn't be able to descend upon them for the holidays. They did it a few years ago, before Thanksgiving. Absolutely ridiculous and extreme, I thought. But, you know, they've had this Airstream for a lot of years. They've had it restored a couple of times. So they just travel all over the place and go to different festivals and things. And she drinks a lot. Her favorite saying is, we pour at 3. Uh-huh. Martinis at 3 every day. But anyway, they call in with different reports from these festivals and things. But during the holidays, she says the most favorite thing for her is to get by herself, binge watch some of her favorite shows, and turn her phone off. So here's a classic from Adeline, Jingle Binge.
The couch and I are fused on a weekend Netflix binge. The thought of going out makes me shake and cringe. I cut 6 pizzas up. That's my charcuterie. I ain't watching what I eat because my sweatpants still fit me. Binge my shows, don't change clothes. My dog is my clone. I don't want to talk to you, so please don't ring my phone. 42 SVUs, I can't get enough. I'll cut back on Sunday night because Monday morning's rough. So that's it, I ain't gonna quit, so don't give me no stuff.
Very surprised she didn't use the other word. We would have bleeped her. We self-censor. It is so great to have you guys along with us. A little bit annoyed today because of my family. Now my husband is in here. What can't wait till I get off the air?
I just wanted you to know I've created my own fragrance for the holiday season.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Burning Stump.
You interrupted me to tell me you smell like Burning Stump. Y'all, when my husband can't really find anything else productive to do, he just gets small burn piles started. He had a couple of dead trees cut down. Maybe it might have been 3 or 4 of them, but now, you know, he's got the stumps to burn, and he's been doing that. So, thus, he smells like Burning Stump.
And diesel fuel.
And diesel fuel. I know, honey. Believe me, I've noticed that. But look, I realize that semi-retirement has left you with a lot of time on your hands, but you got to stay out of my hair when I'm doing the show. I mean, if it's important, that's one thing, but to interrupt me, to let me know what you smell like, dude, you got to find something to do. Find something to keep yourself busy. Make another burn pile.
That's what I've been doing for 3 weeks.
I know, and you've got several piles going out there. I know Reggie's helping you out, but... oh, man, he's coming in here too now. Look what you did.
Yo, Steve. Hey, man, did you want to burn that nice, that redwood picnic table y'all got? Because that's burning.
I gotta go.
Please do. And don't slam the...
Greetings and happy holidays, everyone. What do we really know about reindeer? This is Roxbury's Reindeer Diaries, and I'm John Felcher, your host.
And I'm Earl T, here for no good reason except Jolene told me I had to.
Beyond their sled-pulling capabilities and our fascination with Rudolph's fiery red nose, what do we really know about reindeer? Have you ever wondered if reindeer and caribou are the same thing?
Hey, man, I'm not even sure I know what a caribou is.
Historically...
Oh, hey, wasn't that the movie with Olivia Newton-John about the skating rink?
What?
Caribou! Oh, no, wait, that was Xanadu. Xanadu! Why are you looking at me like that? Okay.
The Eurasian reindeer and North American caribou were considered to be different species, but they're actually one and the same. There are two groups of reindeer, the tundra and woodland, which are divided according to the type of habitat the animal lives in rather than its geographic location. The animals are further divided into 9 to 13 subspecies, depending upon who is doing the classification. Unfortunately, One of the subspecies, the Arctic reindeer of eastern Greenland, is extinct. Life in the tundra is hard, but reindeer have it easy-ish, thanks to their amazing evolutionary enhancements. Their noses are especially adapted to warm the air they breathe before it enters their lungs, and to condense water in the air, which keeps their mucous membranes moist.
Kinda like Aquaman.
Their fur traps air, which not only helps provide them with excellent insulation, but also keeps them buoyant in the water, which is important for traveling across massive rivers and lakes during migration. Even their hoofs are special. In the summer, when the ground is wet, their foot pads are softened, providing them with extra grip. In the winter, though, the pads tighten, revealing the rim of their hoofs, which is used to provide traction in the slippery snow and ice. Maybe that's why no one has ever seen a reindeer frantically sliding down a driveway on America's Funniest Home Videos. This is John Felcher. There's more to come from the Reindeer Diaries, so stay tuned to Jolene Roxbury's Variety Hour holiday specials here on FM Talk 106.5.
Caribou! Oh, no, wait.
A special big thank you to John Felcher, by the way, who is not as goofy as we are. He is actually a full-time professional writer and photographer. You'll find his bylines in numerous magazines. He also writes a weekly syndicated newspaper column for lots of different newspapers in South Alabama. He hosts his own outdoor tips show. That's what actually inspired my wee little brain for the Reindeer Diaries, because of his outdoor tips shows. We just love it. Love his voice. He instills confidence. By the way, the Reindeer Diaries, those are actual facts. They're actual and factual. John definitely lends credibility to them with his vocalistic stylings. So if you're a regular FM Talk 106.5 listener, you are well acquainted with John Felcher. Thank you very much, sir, for being such a good sportsman and clearly a good sport as well.
Hey, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. The holiday season brings joy, celebration, and fun times spent with friends and family. Don't let the celebration turn into devastation. If you choose to drink and drive, you're endangering your life and the life of everyone around you. Be responsible and don't let a good time turn into a lifetime of regret. If alcohol will be included in your plans, try making your after-party plans ahead of time so you can feel free to enjoy yourself without worrying about the ride home. Arrange a reliable ride with Uber, Lyft, or any of the many ride-sharing apps to help you get where you're going safely. Or call a friend or family member to come pick you up. Trust me, they care about you, and they'll forgive you for waking them up. Don't let alcohol destroy the things that matter most, your life and the lives of others. Enjoy the season and stay safe.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is fabulous to have you all along for our holiday special show things. That's what Earl T. calls them. But we are dashing through them all. We are moving into what is our 16th season of the show. We've been around for a long time, just not always in this here area. But this is home for us, and we are so glad to be back. FM Talk 106.5 is home for us as well. We are very settled up here at Roxbury Farms. We are having Christmas dinner here. All the Roxbury players are back, and some additional individuals.
Hey, hey, hey!
You know, I hate to start the show off like this, but I walked in this morning, and the heat was on. It was very on, like it was hot. Don't you remember where I told you to leave the thermostat?
Okay, so I wasn't paying attention.
I'll give you a hint. It's a number below 70.
I have no idea.
68 degrees. That's what I'd like the thermostat to be left on. 68 degrees. There's just no need for it to be so hot in here. What are
Sorry.
You doing? No.
Super lame jokes every day of the year. They're hella bad now that the holiday's here. Jim Weaver's dad jokes. Super awful bad jokes. Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
Jolene, I got one that you can really relate to, I think.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
I think. Anyway, just to check this one out. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Why did Santa's helper see a therapist?
Did you?
Because he had low elf esteem.
I don't have...
You know, low elf.
Let's move on.
Hey, Jolene.
Hey, yourself.
Here we go. What do you call a bankrupt Santa? Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas?
Like he doesn't have a nickel. Yeah. We get it. I'm still stunned what you just said.
Okay, my joke list is getting a little thin, but hang on. Here we go. You ready?
Oh, it's been thin.
Why do Christmas trees like the past so much?
I don't know.
Because the presents beneath them.
Okay, these are just
Presents beneath
they're just
them.
Getting worse. They got better for a minute, and now they're just not better.
I'll be over here.
Jim Weaver's holiday dad jokes are here.
Over the years, our little show has been on quite a few radio stations. Okay, two handfuls of radio stations in some very different areas of the country. And the one thing I've noticed in every city, every small town, there is an area called Midtown. Midtown is typically a little bit of a different mindset. It doesn't really matter what region of the country, the Southeast, the Pacific Northwest. People kind of gravitate there. Midtown. In many cities, the Midtown area holds a lot of the city's history. And when we're out supporting our local merchants doing our Christmas shopping, Midtown is a good place to start. And my Auntie Belle Cadeau has a song all about it. And we're going to make you listen to it right after this break.
You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. First class, dude. At least while I'm here.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Roxbury means she's been into the punch. This is a series of Roxbury holiday entertainment special thing shows. Keep listening, or Rudolph will fly over your head and let one fly.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That would be bad, though, wouldn't it? Yuck. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for spending some of your precious me time with us. We do appreciate it. And especially thanks for hanging out with us as we dash through these holiday specials. Right before we went to the break, I was talking about how everywhere around the country has a Midtown area. And depending on the size of the city you're in, Midtown can be a busy, bustling place. Or if it's a smaller city, smaller town, Midtown can be kind of like Mayberry. As you're walking around, you actually expect to see Andy or Barney sitting on a bench somewhere. And the folks who happen to live in Midtown, USA, all year long, according to our own Belle Cadeau, well, they've got some endearing characteristics.
Town world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her Midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a Midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a Midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hay. Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
I don't care what they were doing with their melons.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Eddie's Edible Gift Wrap. Why wrap your gifts in plain old paper when you can wrap them in pork chops, bacon, and liver? Yum, yum! And put your gifts near the fire to give the gift wrap extra flavor. Eddie's Edible Gift Wrap. Be sure to ask about ribbon floss.
Ew. I want to remind you guys to download the FM Talk 1065 app. It is free, and if you do that, you will have access to all your favorite local shows. They have podcast archives of everything, including this show, as well as Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton, The Jeff Poor Show. You don't have to miss anything. It has taken us a couple years to get settled in here at the farm. Working from your home base does have its challenges, and anybody who has a home office or any at-home business, they know what I'm talking about. I was working on a Christmas CD, just a little something to give my friends and family, and the distractions, yeah, it's too much.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
George,
I can't do this. Can you get him to stop?
I'm trying my best.
This happens every week.
There's something about your voice.
It's Christmas. Can you get him to stop, please?
Down, everybody.
Why do we have 10?
What?
Why do we have 10 dogs?
We started with 2, remember?
I can't take this.
Settle down, everybody. Just settle down.
Forget it. Just forget it.
No. Sing. Not you, Georgette. You go ahead.
No. It's ruined.
No, it's not. I'll put him in the closet. It'll be quiet. Come on, boy. Come on. You too, sing. Come on. Come on.
Said the king to the people everywhere. Listen to what I...
Get him away from me, would you please?
Who let the dogs out? Come on, everybody, this way.
I don't make enough Xanax to get me through this.
We got dog biscuits.
I'm done.
Come on, follow me.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by the finest candy canes on the market. Famed candy-making twins Randy and Mandy Golandi have created a liquor-flavored candy cane that's so good, people are always trying to steal them. That's why they've coated each cane with sand. Yes, sand, so nobody will steal them. And only you have the secret to getting the sand off with a little bit of water. Oh, well, so much for that secret. Be sure to have plenty of these canes nearby. It's Randy and Mandy Golandi's Handy Dandy Sandy Candy Canes. Got an old Radio Shack computer? Look up Randy and Mandy Golandi's Handy Dandy Sandy Brandy Candy Canes on your Tandy.
Yow, wowzers. That one made my head hurt. What are you looking at me for? We are so appreciative to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for the holiday greetings, all of your messages, your emails. Do love hearing from you. So, hey, remember to follow us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page. I want to personally thank our Roxbury Players family. Thanks to all our contributors from FM Talk 106.5. And thank you, Sean Sullivan, for giving our silly little show a space to inhabit. We love y'all so much. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we will see you right back here next week. And remember, if you're drinking, stay off the roads. We'll see you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.